Amen. Good to be in Georgia. Man, you almost let me down. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Good to be here in Sylvania. I always look forward to being here. I come here a couple times a year, and I follow a lot of you on Facebook and see what's going on and see how life is treating you, and God is good. Amen. Always good to be here and speak, and I appreciate your church. I appreciate Pastor Clint always having me. Appreciate y'all's support, and it's such a blessing. Amen. Turn your Bibles with me to James chapter 3, or you can watch on the screen, and those are online. We're going to have a good time today, and it's always good to be here, and a lot of friends. And if I start mentioning friends, I'm going to leave somebody out, and when I leave somebody out, they're going to get upset, so I'm going to try not to name everybody. But I want to bring greetings from Kentucky, and my wife, and Miss Carolyn always asks me, so where's Kathy at? Where's Kathy? Well, she's working, taking care of her dad, and she's probably watching online. And my lovely wife, if you are, baby, hey, I love you. Be home tomorrow. And so it's all good. Amen. But has anyone ever just had just a bad day? Anyone had a bad week? Bad couple months? Bad year. So maybe you all that has followed me online and Facebook, I had knee replacement surgery in April. Getting along good with that. And so I have a lawn care that I do some lawns and take care of some stuff. And I wasn't able to do that this year. So I passed it to a friend of mine. He's a police officer and his crew is taking care of it this year. And so I had a customer call me and said, hey, I need some bushes taken out. Can you find somebody to do it? I know you're not doing it this year. And I said, yeah, I will. I found a guy and he didn't show up. 2 months later, he still hadn't showed up. So as soon as she texted me and said, hey, he never showed up, and can you find somebody to do it? And I decided Monday I would do it. And so after the first little bit, I started getting everything gathered and getting my tools together. What I was going to just, I thought it would be a simple, simple job to make a little bit of extra money for me. And I started clipping away this bush, and it seemed like that bush was growing. And I started clipping it a little bit more and a little bit more. And finally, when I got down to the root of it, where she wanted me to take it out, it was bigger than I thought. So I thought, no problem. I'll go home. I got a Husqvarna chainsaw that will take care of that. I got there. As soon as I touched the first thing, pop, chain pops off. So then I thought, Lord Jesus, what am I going to do? So then I thought, well, I'll run to Lowe's real quick. I'll get a new chain. It'll be no problem. Go to Lowe's. They don't have the chain I need. So the next thing I said, well, I thought, oh, I've got this thing at home that attaches to my weed eater. It's a pole saw. And I was going to attach it on. As soon as I touched it, pop, chain comes off. I'm not going to tell you what I wanted to say. And then, so then I got going. I thought, well, how can I do it? And I thought, well, the next step is to get my sawzall. Get the sawzall, chop a little bit off, take the axe, hammer it, boom, getting it down. So that's what I done. So in that process, I hurt my shoulder a little bit. And even sometimes lifting up my praise to Jesus this morning, my shoulder was hurting. And so when I got done, the Lord spoke a sermon for me to give to you all today. And it's titled, I Speak Jesus. So that whenever we're going through something, what are we speaking? Whatever we're battling. So this scripture in James chapter 3 verse 10 says this. And so blessings and cursings come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this not ought to be. How many knows we should be blessing? The next scripture in Proverbs 18:21, well known that we know. The tongue can bring either life or death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. And so when I thought about that, I thought that Monday was a tough situation. I was telling Bob and Tammy a little bit about it. And as I'm staying over at their house, I always like to stay at the CM Hotel while I'm there, while I'm in town. But kind words, there's a quote that I got, that kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. How we're speaking. And so I wrote this question down, is what kind of language are we speaking? What are we speaking? I don't speak English. I don't speak Asian. I don't speak foreign languages. And so when we think about this, the original purpose of words was not for communication, but it was for creation. It was for creation. Look at this scripture. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, what? God said. Everybody say that. In the beginning, God said. Look at the next scripture. Hebrews 11:3 says this. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see didn't come anything that can be seen, but God spoke it into existence. Did he not? He said, let there be light. He created. He created by. So if we think about that, our words from the very original was not just for communication, it was for existence. So when I was going through this, I even said that the first time that the chain broke, I was saying, Jesus. Second time that my post saw broke, I was going, Jesus. And every time I swung that axe, I was saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So what are we speaking? Because our words are meant to create, not just to communicate. So God spoke the universe into existence. Our words have the power, listen to me, our words have the power to either hurt or to empower. Words matter to God. And Jesus warns, or he warns us that our words are very important, how we speak them. But also he wants them to matter to us. Because it's hard to always speak in love. How many knows that? It's always hard to speak in love every time. But with God, all things are possible. All right, now I'm kind of got a little funny thing here that I'll say. That there was two farmers, and they were running their farm, and all at once one of their bulls died. And when their bull died, they didn't have much money to get a new one, so they got and looked at their budget and said, what can we get our next bull, and how much money do we have? And they come together and they said, we've got $500. So the farmers were working, and one of them stayed back and kept working. The other said, I'll go into town, or I'll go to see if I can find us a bull. And he said, if I do, I'll let you know, and you can bring the truck, and you can bring the trailer and pick up the bull. So they go into town, wherever he's looking at, and he's looking for the bull, and he finds out, and he can find a bull for $499. So it left him with $1 left. And so he said, well, how now? This is before cell phones, before texting, before messaging, before email and all that. And he said, so he went, I'll go to the telegraph office and send a telegram back to my co-worker and tell him that I found us a bull. And that we found it for $499. I got a dollar left. So he went to the office. The office said, how much would it be to get my friend a message? And he said, well, it's going to be $1 per word. Well, $1 per word, he's trying to figure out how in the world can I let my partner know that he needs to bring the trailer and the truck to get this bull. And the guy behind the counter is thinking like, well, what's he going to do? He said, I've only got this $1. And he said, I got it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to send this word telegram to my friend. He's going to come and get it. He said, okay. So he looked at him and said, well, what word is that you want to send? He said, comfortable. Comfortable? The guy was just amazed. Like, what do you mean comfortable? What's comfortable mean to have to do with a bull? And so he said, okay, I'll send it out. And he said, but can you please explain to me how he's going to understand this by comfortable? He said, yeah, my farmer friend reads real slow. Come for the bull. Some of you got it. Come for the bull. Probably these farmers were from Kentucky. Let's stretch forth our hand to this side of the church and pray for whoever this. Amen. God's good. Amen. How many know it's good to have fun? So the first thing we got to do, and we've got 4 points this morning, and I'm going to let you out of here in a timely manner. We should be done by 3 o'clock. Who's going to stay with me? 5 people. That's more than I thought. Chris is going to stay with me. Yes. Point number one is we got to speak encouragement. We have to speak encouragement. See, the first scripture here is 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you already are doing. And Paul was reminding them, he said, keep encouraging people. You can do it. You can face whatever giant you're facing. You can kill that giant. You can make it. You can, you know, I've got some of my friends that are going through stuff. I got a text this morning about a friend of mine in Texas that's struggling. He's in hospital in Texas right now, and he's got some things going on in his stomach, and his wife finally responded back to me, and I, you know, great friends of mine that I see when I preach there in Texas, and so we're praying for him that everything's going to be okay. But you got to speak Jesus. Speak encouragement. Proverbs 16:24 says this, kind words are like honey. Sweet to the soul and healthy to the body. How many likes honey? See, here's a great quote from Toby Mack. Focusing on the negative only makes a difficult journey more difficult. When we focus, see, when we got to start focusing on the journey with speaking encouragement. We got to do that. The second part is we got to speak faith. Number two, speak faith. You have the power to create your own words. You have the power to use whatever words that God's placed in you. And we've got to speak encouragement, number one, and then we got to speak faith. When God created the earth, didn't he speak faith to it to create it? And I know we hear today that that's not the way the world really was made. Yes, it is. In the beginning was a word. In the beginning, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning. That's the way it is. And listen, and then, you know, we understand this. It is impossible, in when we think about faith, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists, and listen to this, and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Without faith, We can't please Him. And without faith to say, God, I'm believing in you. I'm believing that you're going to take this situation that I'm in and you're going to turn it around. You may be listening today online and you're too sick to come to church. Listen, God can heal you. God will heal you. God can touch you. God can set you free. You may be listening and you may be going through some struggles in life and want to give up on life. God can help you. I'll never forget, I preached at a church in Miami years and years ago that Clint knows, and he's now gone on to be with the Lord. It's a good-sized church in Miami, and there's like nine different, I mean, it's amazing. The first time I went there, they were passing things out at the door when people were coming in, and you know, I'm from Kentucky. Like, we get something, we're going to get it. So I said, what is it you're giving out? And they said, well, these are little hearing devices. I said, well, I can hear, okay. I said, what is that? And they said, well, we're going to take your sermon today and translated into nine different languages. I thought, well, that's pretty cool that you can take a redneck from Kentucky, this country twang, and interpret that. And I said, you all got to be Pentecostal. You're going to interpret all this redneck, all this stuff, and you're going to interpret into listening. And I thought, that's a miracle right there. But he told me this. He said, I don't care what you preach. He said, you can preach whatever you want, but when you come to my church, before you leave, you give them hope. Jesus' hope. Jesus' hope in your life that He can turn things around. And see, in this, in addition to all, look at this scripture in Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Stop them. And we use that by our words. And I, Martin Luther King said this, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. If the staircase is there, you want to look, you don't want to look up, you can't see the whole staircase, but you're going to take the first step and you know that step's going to be there. What is one step? Listen to me, he's my friend. He's been my friend for a long, long time. And I promise he's going to lead you in the right way. But you know what? I love what he said today. This is not about him. It's about him. And everything we go through in life, and we go through ministry, and we're trying to do life, and I don't stand up here today saying, I've got all my ducks always in a row. I got three people shaking their head. Everybody else is falling asleep. But we got all of our ducks in a row. We don't. We have struggles. We have issues. Even with your issues, Jesus still loves you. That would have been a great place for King Harlan to say amen. But my faith helps me understand, listen to this, that circumstances don't dictate my happiness. I've been through some stuff. But my faith helps me understand that my circumstances does not dictate my happiness. I'm a happy person most of the time. I wake up happy. My wife sometimes, she'll say, well, I don't want to talk right now. Wait till 5 cups of coffee. She's listening. But I wake up most of the times happy. Now, there's sometimes I may not. After five cups of coffee, I definitely am happy. But my inner peace, listen to me, my inner peace through Jesus and trusting the Holy Spirit to lead me is what changes my circumstances. And that things may happen. I may go through life and something happens and it may devastate me. There's been things we've been through that's devastated us. Life happens. I don't understand sometimes. Why? Did you ever say, why did that have to happen? Has you ever said, why, God? And then some people be trying to be real religious. You can't question God. Then I say this, why, God, did you send me that person to not question that? Got two eyes. Number three is we got to speak praise. Now, I've done this at the Sim Hotel this morning. I get my phone out. I put my praise and worship song on, and I'm listening and preparing for the service today. Because why? Because I'm ready. Praise and worship team done a great job today. Did they not do a great job? Come on, give them a hand. Great job. So look at this scripture here. Psalm 36 says this, all through it, 136. Psalm 130, you can see it, but I'm just going to do one little section out of it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for what? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Why? What are we supposed to do? Come on, you're all catching on. You're all almost there. Let me just say to you, the better you all amen when I'm preaching, the quicker we can get out of here. Psalm 136 says, oh, give what? Why? Also, Psalm 107, verse 1, basically says about the same thing, that we need to give thanks. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness endures how long? Forever. He's faithful. We got to sing his praise. When I wake up, I'm singing his praise. When I wake up, I'm hearing his praise. When I wake up, I'm speaking encouragement to my life. I'm speaking encouragement to my body. I'm speaking encouragement to the words I try to use. Now, it's not always easy. Anybody ever speak bad words sometimes when you're tired? Someone like, oh, Lord, that's me. I thought they went out in the spirit there just for a moment. Look at this scripture, Ephesians 5:20, and give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. I remember one time I had a flat tire, and I was frustrated. And I was, you know, okay, now I got to change the tire and then go into the shop. And I was praying for something. I was believing God for something. And I had this flat tire. I was frustrated. It was before I went full-time ministry, and I had a lot of sales calls to make and had a busy day for my Monday. And I was out, and I had this flat tire, and I was kind of frustrated, and I even kicked the tire. Daggone it. You all ever done that? You ever got through the tool at it because it didn't work? Some people say, no, that's not me. That's me. And it wasn't going my way, but then I pulled into the place to get my tire fixed with my friends, and he said, man, I've been wanting to get a hold of you. He said, I found exactly what you're looking for, and I was blessed with what I was looking for. I didn't speak encouragement to that tire. I didn't speak encouragement to that situation. I didn't speak praise to Jesus and thanking him. How many knows it's not easy? It's not easy at all to thank Jesus for a flat tire? How many knows it wasn't easy for me to speak Jesus when my chainsaw broke this week? It wasn't easy when the pole saw broke. It wasn't easy. Finally, here's what I've done. The last trip I made back to my house for getting my tools, which is about 15 minutes away, 10, 15 minutes away, I put everything in the back of my pickup truck I would ever thought I would need to get rid of those stumps. Took me 20 minutes to load and unload each time. I threw in shovels and axe and mauls, and I'm like, I may need this too. But we've got to learn to speak praise. We've got to learn to speak Jesus. We've got to learn to speak things. See, we've got to understand our encouragement. That when people look at us, here's how we're showing Jesus. That when we're down and out, people see and they know our situation. But when we're speaking life, when we're speaking encouragement, and when we're speaking praise in our situation, they want what you have. Come on, someone say amen. I mean, what happens? I mean, I like to fish. I spend a little bit of time over at Clint's Pond. I can't wait till he starts getting real big fish in there. But we were fishing last night, and Emma come over, and she said, can I catch one? And I've got a picture on my phone of me and her. She caught a fish, and she was so excited. And I kept encouraging her, you can do it. And, you know, so there's a couple of times when I messed up, and then she would mess up, and the bait would fall off, and we're trying to catch a fish. Listen to me. Jesus knows where the fish are biting. And he knows how we can speak an encouraging word, how we can speak faith, how we can speak praise, how we can talk and say, Jesus, you're always there with us. Point number four. Is I speak life. I wrote this down this morning. This is why I want you to listen. I'm going to read it because I kind of put it all into words. For all of us, life is a real issue. We're struggling with life. We're going through life. Maybe you're going through something today. So often we judge our existence by things that happen to us, by whether things are going our way or they're not going our way. That's how we judge things. Listen to this. Sometimes we feel strong enough to dictate our future. Sometimes we feel like we can handle it. Sometimes we feel like we can handle whatever's faced in our life. We can handle it. But then sometimes we feel like we can make things happen. We can make it happen. We can do that. We can get out there and we can really make it happen. But then there are times when we feel totally helpless. We feel like through all the bumps, through all the life, through all challenges, through all drama at times, that's the word people use now, drama, there's still life. And as long as there is breath inside you, so listen, there is this very powerful, very existence of us as a living human being, that the reason you are alive is because God's not finished with you. We got to start speaking life. Listen to this quote. Life is curiosity. Speak with honesty. Act with integrity. The greatest problem with communication is we don't listen to understand. We have to start listening to understand. Here's what we do. We listen to reply. I mean, a lot of things I see on Facebook is this. Excuse my rant. Forgive me of my rant. I'm going to say this, and then after I say it, will you please forgive me? I see it all the time. Here's what we should do. We listen to reply, but what we should do is we should listen to understand. If you are going to speak life into someone that God places around you to encourage them, you got to listen to understand. Come on. And then what we do is we listen with curiosity. We don't listen with the intent to reply, but we listen what's behind the words. Because lots of times when someone's faced with something, you can see their emotions. You can see their feeling. You can see their struggle. But see, here's what we are called to do as Christians. Pick them up. Encourage them. Hold up their hand. Help them with whatever. We got to start speaking life. See, our words and our life preach all week long, not just on Sunday. Believers Church, preach all week long. I like to say it this way. I got this in my notes. It's His breath in our lungs. There's a song out about that. It's His breath in our lungs that we speak encouragement. It's His breath in our lungs that we speak life. It's His breath in our lungs that we speak praise. It's His breath in our lungs that we speak faith. His breath. Not ours. His. And then He uses us. Get this. I want you to understand this. Kind words do not cost much. Yet they accomplish much. Kind words do not cost much, yet they accomplish much. See, now we got to understand this week. I pray this week that I love coming here. I've seen so many faces that I've known for a long, long time. If y'all maybe get ready through the coming instruments, you're going to sing a song or whatever you're doing. I'm going to get ready to close. Whatever you're faced with today, Jesus can help you. Whatever your challenge is today, He can help you. Listen to me. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep stepping forward. And if you take some steps backwards, turn around and step forward again. Don't give up. I'm going to finish with this one thing. Choose what you are creating wisely today. I'm creating, listen to me, I'm creating, I'm speaking, and I'm thinking, and I'm saying, Lord, I choose life. Lord, I choose to speak life. I choose, Lord, to communicate my words. And Lord, I want to talk to You. And when You talk to me and speak back to me, and Lord, You're going to give me direction to do whatever You want me to do, I'm going to do it. I've been listening. I messaged Lauren and asked her if we could sing a certain song, I Speak Jesus, and y'all haven't learned that yet. I probably hope that you all will. And that CD or the song that I have on my playlist, the very next song after that on that album is Available. I'm going to ask you this question. Are you available today for God to do these things in you? To speak life. Speak faith. Are you available to speak praise? Are you available to speak encouragement to someone? That's how you get them to be part of your life. That's how you get them into the kingdom of God. Are you ready to come for the bull? Are you ready? Stand with me. Everyone bow your head. Everyone close your eyes. Is there anyone here to sound of my voice? It's Kenny. I'm not saved. I do not know Jesus is my Savior, but I want to know Him. If that's you, would you just lift up your hand? I'm going to try to see if I can see. Is anyone at all sound of my voice today that says, I'm not saved. I want to know Jesus. Anyone? I see that one. Anyone else? Anyone else? We're going to do this. Right there in your seat where you're at, you can say, Jesus, come into my life. I've sinned. I've come short. And I ask You to forgive me. And the Bible says when I do that, that I ask You to forgive me, that You are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins, and You will come into my life and You will be my Savior. I put my trust and my faith in You. And because I've done that, You are my Savior, and forgive me of my sins in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer here or online, contact the church, contact someone here that will help you. If you see the sticker, said they're here to help, talk to them today. Let me ask you this question. How many out here today of what I preached says I need to speak more encouragement? Lift your hand up. How many of you said I need to speak more faith? How many of you said I need to speak more praise? How many of you said I need to speak life more? I'm going to pray for you. Now, here's the thing. I'll pray with you if you want me to, but they're going to be over here and around this thing, and anything you have need of, anything, they will pray with you. I'm going to say a corporate prayer over you, but they'll pray for you individually. Lord, I pray, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those that are listening online, those that are here today. God, I speak encouragement to them. I speak, Lord, that you will minister to them and you'll touch their life and you'll turn their lives around. And Lord, if they've been negative and had using the wrong words and doing the wrong things, God, they'll turn it around. And only you can help us do that. I pray right now in Jesus' name that you minister to them, you touch them, and you touch their life. I speak kind words to them. Basically, what I'm saying is, I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. Come on, say that with me. I speak Jesus. Say it again. I speak Jesus. One more time. I speak Jesus. So any situation you're in, Lord, I thank you that you're going to help us to speak Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me one more time. Whatever you face, whatever your challenge is, speak Jesus. Speak Jesus.